Blog Talk Radio. When I crack or was shattered.
Mariah, I was in $1 million meeting, she was cheating. All up in the church, she was sneaking with the deacon. Cats away, well the mice will play. LOL, smiley face, have a nicer day. Cause pop, 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 it carries my rubber band. So stop, 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 sniffing that contraband. Cause you was penny pinching, my account's late. A t-shirt, about face.
Honey, Miss Ebony, you have to talk to my sister, Miss Jasmine. We need to get me a new intro, Miss Thang, because that intro is our mistake. We need a new intro, honey. She must say it's Hot Mother 007 on my new intro, Miss Thang, honey. We need a new intro, honey. Girls, that is why he got a gap. Hot Mother 007. Yes, honey. Yes, I'm hot to trot for you girls, honey. Hi to everybody in the chat room. Hi to everybody on the phone lines. How are y'all doing, honey? We are here on another installment of the show, honey. We're going to make it hot for you tonight, honey. It is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday, honey. What the fuck is on your mind? What the fuck is on your plate? What the fuck you don't motherfucker see about that bitch? You call the fuck and motherfucker say what the fuck you don't see about that bitch. What the fuck? Yes, honey. Yes. I got it. Oh, child. Well, let's not waste no motherfucking time, honey. Let's go straight, honey, to motherfucking Virginia, D.C., Maryland, that area, and get my co-host, Schoolboy Realist of the Year, Jaquan Ebony. How you doing? Miss Ebony? Hello?
Hello.
You got your intro song. You go hard.
Yes. Yes.
Go hard, honey. Oh my God, honey. I just got some stuff that just came across my earwaves, and I need to clarify and find out this thing.
Oh no, 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 no. Hello.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm going to make it hot tonight.
Oh, well, baby, if you're going to make it hot tonight, baby, I just got something that just came across my screen with. I need to call over and find out is it true, Miss Thing, and find out what the fuck is going on and see if
what are you
I'm
going
to make it hot, too. Honey, baby, it's going to be a mess, honey. So what's tea?
Nothing, nothing. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell her later. I'm going to tell her later.
Honey, what the fuck is up with the girls? And it, well, I'm about to say the girl, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. What the fuck is up with the gentleman hitting me up and telling me that somebody got locked, Miss Day? I'm not going to say who, bitch, until I confirm it, Miss Day. But I'm going to search around and find out the tea, honey. Yes, I laughed, bitch. I'm laughed. What the fuck? Is it hard to believe? What the fuck? Honey. Is it hard to believe? What the fuck?
Where's Nicole? Kelly.
Baby. Oh, I don't know where Nicole is at. Nicole is missing in action tonight, honey. You know, I know when Nicole is going to be on the show because all I have to do is look on my look on my Yahoo message. And if I see Nicole logged online on Yahoo, I know Nicole's going to be on the show. When Nicole's
gonna be
logged on Yahoo, I know Nicole's not going to be on the show.
You're going to be overall Mother Epic.
Excuse me?
You're going to be overall Mother Epic.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. One thing the girls have to learn about me is I've been in my company for 14 years. I've been in my company for 14 years. And I was in my company for 14 years. And I learned everything that I need to learn from my company, and now it's time for me to go and open my own company. I will never join somebody else's company. What the fuck? Mistake. Why leave somebody? Why leave being a supervisor at somebody else's company to go be a supervisor someplace else when I can just go be the CEO? Bitch, yes. Thank you, Walla Law. Yes. Exactly, honey. Baby, it's 2010. It's Mother's Year, honey. I've been waiting years, and now I'm here. It's the breakout, honey. Baby, I'm trying to find out this fucking, is this shit real? I'm trying to find out what the fuck is going on, honey. What the fuck?
Who? Who you have to call to figure out?
I'm trying to search around.
No, well, okay. Well, you need to hurry up and spill it.
No.
You said no.
Yes, no. I have to confirm. I have to confirm. Holy, hold on.
Mm-hmm. You need to hurry up. You need to learn how to multitask, Kelly.
Baby, listen. Baby, see, listen. Oh, you're going to fucking gag. You're going to fucking gag.
Who's going to gag? You're going to gag. Don't tell me.
Somebody just bust me, and they got to gag, honey, because I blocked the girls and brothers.
Hello?
Audie, listen. Listen. Let me tell you something. You're going to fucking gag, right? Because I'm going to, we're going to make you, we're going to make you another screen name so everybody don't have your personal screen name for the fucking show. And you're going to see what the fuck I go through over here. Baby, I have the chat room open. I have motherfucking Yahoo messages open. I have private messages from the chat room. Then I have text messages on my phone and all types of motherfucking shit.
Oh, and I can do the same thing while driving. So what? The house of U-Haul. Mother U-Haul.
Excuse me?
You bringing
me?
It back? You bringing it back?
Yes. Oh, honey. No, I'm not bringing it back. No, I'm not bringing it back, honey. I got a nice name, honey. I sat and figured something out. Honey, it's nice, honey. It's, you know, it's in the tradition of, is it, my new thing is, it's in the tradition of all the rest of the houses. It's labels, Miss Thing. It's a nice label. It's a nice label. I'm going to give y'all a breakdown of it.
Okay, go ahead. Break it down.
It's a nice label. The label started back in 1938, and it started in the Lower East Side. Then this young lady uprooted her company from the Lower East Side, and she moved to London. And now her company is in London. Honey, okay? But everything else, you got to have to wait. You got to have to wait to find out what it is, and you got to have to wait to see what this is. Since all the girls is talking about it, and all the girls already spilled the tea last night, you got to have to wait for the name, and you're going to have to wait to see the face and everything else that comes with the face.
Well, my mother told me that the House of Couture is opening back up. So I don't know what the tea is with the Mizrahi, but I know it's going to be a hell of a summer.
Oh, baby, it's going to be a hell of a summer, honey.
Yes.
Baby, it's going to be a hell of a summer, honey. It's going to be a wow, bitch, girl. The girls are going to get this is the summer of risky business, bitch. And yeah, it's a house of risky business, honey. The girls is going to get, it's a lot of things going on. The tea that I got about that child being locked, they said she's online. So I don't know if that tea is true. I don't have her screen name, but they said she's online. So I don't know if that tea is true. So I'm not going to falsify any tea before I verify my tea, because, you know, I've been getting into a lot of things with a lot of girls over not going over my tea and making sure my tea is accurate and things. So for now on, when I get tea, I'm going to have to verify that tea with a friend or someone in their camp before I put the tea out there. But they said that person is online, so I don't know. So she might be all right. So if she's not, we don't know. But we will see.
Wait on that.
Baby, but hey. We will see, honey. Girl, the numbers need to go up, Miss Thing, because I got some hot gossip, Miss Thing.
Oh, no, Kelly. I have something that you don't even know. But I'm not going to say nothing yet.
So you got some tea that I don't know, and why you don't tell me? Why you inform me earlier and tell me?
Because you're trying to steal the tea before I can say it, because you come on first. But it's okay. You'll see. You go goof. Everybody's going to gag, huh?
I don't like surprises.
Well, you're not going to be surprised. I think some promoters of some functions are going to be surprised when the federales come busting down the doors and shit.
Girl.
But I'm not going to say who or what, but, you know.
Girl, we'll get... mistake. I might have to stay out for another 3 months.
Yeah, if you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I might have to stay back.
Oh, shit.
It's a mess. The children are always in some tea. Hi, Miss Kiana. To my bitch, Kiana. Miss Kiana from Brooklyn, BNGCon. How you doing? I know you out there listening. You and Bones, I know y'all out there listening. How y'all doing? Hi, Miss Kiana Icon. Hi, Bones Icon. How y'all doing? I don't know where y'all sister at tonight, Mistake. She's MIA. She's missing in action.
She got full last night and just ran. It just went off the show. She said she was drinking her Long Island iced tea, so she had to go on vacation. She needed a break.
Baby.
I heard that y'all won't pay on overtime.
It's the house of plastique.
Plastique
house. That's my new house. The house of plastique.
Plastique. You're plastic?
Yes, the house of plastique.
That answer is.
Plastique. Hello.
What do you think about that name? The house of plastique.
It's
and the
tired.
Only way you can be in the house of plastique, you have to have plastique surgery.
Oh shit! Plastic
honey.
Work. Plastic
yes.
Work.
Honey, yes, bitch, girl, it's a mess, honey. I'm gonna have fun tonight.
Who want to be in that? Oh shit!
Yes, work, honey.
Are you?
Work.
Yeah. Are you coming to Miami, Kelly? Are you going to Miami?
For sizzle?
Yes.
Oh, baby, I'm going to be on the motherfucking beach and motherfucking sizzle, bitch, with my poom-poom shorts on, baby, and my motherfucking bikini bra top.
I already got my room. You reserved your room already? You better hurry up.
Let me tell you something. I went to Miami let me be honest with y'all, right? I went to Miami 2 years ago, and I stayed at that hotel. What's the hotel?
Hyatt, the host hotel. I'm not staying there, but.
I stayed at the fucking Hyatt, right? You know
mm-hmm.
the sizzle, they block off the whole hotel. The hotel be blocked off. The sizzle is in May. When you go on the website for the Hyatt June, right after the ball, to try to book your room for next year, sizzle already got it booked off already.
Yeah.
I went down there with my gay kids, all my kids. I went down there with them. You know, I got on an early flight and left early that morning and went down there. And they came down later on that night. Because, you know, I don't give a fuck about paying a little extra money, you know, to get me a straight flight. I ain't doing a connection unless it's in Atlanta and I can sit in the airport and smoke me a cigarette, bitch. I'm not going to sit someplace for a connection for 2 hours and can't go outside and can't smoke no cigarette. So if my connection ain't in Atlanta, bitch, I ain't connecting. I'm getting a straight flight. So I'm down there in the hotel and shit, bitch. I was the only femme queen in that motherfucking hotel. I think it's about 3,000 rooms in that motherfucking hotel.
Yeah.
I'm the only femme queen in the whole fucking hotel, bitch. Those butch queens looked at me, bitch, like I was the HIV virus, Mistake, and I was coming to a doctor, Mistake. They were reading. I went over to the straight side, bitch, and in all my motherfucking, in all my years of being a queen, Mistake, after being on that straight side.
That straight
side. I never
side.
In all my 15 years of being a queen, I have never thought about getting a pussy. I went to that straight side, and that straight side baby gave me, bitch, you need to go to Thailand, bitch, and get a pussy. The boys was grabbing and it was tugging and the big girls needed love too and everything, bitch. And I wanted to get a pussy, bitch. I ain't never thought about getting a pussy. But that motherfucking trip to Miami on that straight side made me want to get a pussy. Bitch! Ooh, yes, honey. Pussy, bitch. Pussy. I wanted a pussy. I wanted a pussy so bad, bitch. I'd have went upstairs and I would have let all the boys gangbang me and run a motherfucking trailer. And if it gangbang 2009, bitch, my whole pussy would have fell out.
Not Gay Bay 2009.
Yes.
I guess.
Baby, it would have been a mess, honey. When I tell you I had so much. The straight side, just those 4 hours of me being over there on South Beach on the straight side and just having fun on that beach, it was everything. I really enjoyed the straight side. So if I do go to Miami, I'm going to be on the straight side. That's where I'm going to be.
But it'd be too much going on over there. Like, it's okay to go. I stay at the other Hyatt, which was like, it was like 4 miles, like 10 minutes away. But that straight side was just too much going on. Maybe because it was all the trade and they were just like, it was too much going on.
Baby, I had fun, baby. I dropped my cell phone. Let me tell you, I dropped my cell phone in the middle of the street. And so I had on this little, you know those little dresses that the girls wear over their bathing suit? I had one of those on with my bathing suit and my flip-flops. So I dropped my cell phone in the street. I had to bend over and pick up my cell phone. The boy was looking up my dress, and he was on the moped with his girlfriend. His girlfriend smacked dog shit out of him, bitch.
Oh, shit.
Look at my skirt. He would have gagged if something would have fell out that skirt. But, baby, he was looking. I got my life, honey. I really did. So, I don't know. But I don't know. This is another thing with me is those places,
what?
Those places, yes, space is definitely the spot.
Oh, my God. You got to get full in space. You got to take every drug on the market in space.
We don't need to do no drugs. We can just go to space and be spaced out. Space is definitely the place to motherfucking go to, bitch. Space is everything, honey. And then if you was a fab girl like me or a big girl like me, Miss Thing, and you could just come and bum rush the line, Miss Thing, and get to the front of the line and don't have to stand on that long line and be down the block, Miss Thing, or pay the $50 to get on the VIP line. Don't pay the $50 to get on the VIP line, Miss Thing. Girl, just pay your $25, Miss Thing, and just bum rush the girls, Miss Thing, and just come to the front, Miss Thing. All you girls have to do is talk, Miss Thing. You have to talk, and when they hear the out-of-town accent, Miss Thing, they're not going to fuck with you. You just get to the front of the line, Miss Thing, because the line be long and it be nasty.
No. And what's that one? It's another club where it's like five clubs in one.
Baby, I don't know, but I tell you, every club I went to and every weekend, I had so much fun in all the clubs. It was everything. And all of them for the whole weekend from the Thursday, because, see, my trip, when I go down there, when I go to Miami, my trip be 2 weeks when I go to Miami. Because,
mm-hmm.
See, I stay in Miami from Thursday to Thursday, and then I get on Greyhound and ride up to Orlando, and then I stay in Orlando for another week. Because, you know, Miami, that's my birthday weekend. So then I leave from there and go to Orlando and spend my birthday with my sister in Orlando.
It is around I'm going to Texas this year to Splash.
Oh, yeah. But this is what I was about to say before I got cut off. This is one thing that I don't know. I want to go to Miami this year and be out there and everything, but I don't know because this is one thing that I don't – like, if you're in a relationship, those gay prides
– are not the place to be.
Yeah, for people that's in a relationship, gay pride is not the place to go if you are in a relationship. Because, baby, you will go to that date in a relationship, and you will come home motherfucking single. Because there'd be so much shit going on down there. It's a mess, Miss Thing.
You got to
watch out for those old perverted queens, Miss Thing, that be on the side of the pool at the Hyatt, Miss Thing, sucking the young boys' dicks, Miss Thing, and doing all the things that they be doing in the staircase in the hotel. Because they do it. I know. I've seen some of it happen.
Mm-hmm. People getting busting bricks and stuff. You got to watch that stuff.
Oh, yes, honey. Yes, the girls did get busting their mouth with a brick over a certain ebony mistake.
That was a mess.
Yeah. The girls was busting children in the mouth mistake because they thought the children was having it all types of things. I know that's right, honey. The girls have feelings. It's nothing more than feelings.
Wow.
Yeah. Honey, yes, honey. You know I'm a mess. I'm a kiki. I love it all, honey. I just love to have fun. But whatever I tell you girls, whatever you do, if you definitely go into Miami, you're definitely going to Texas,
you're definitely going to
Atlanta, or you're going to motherfucking New Orleans, any place that has a gay pride, Chicago, L.A., wherever you go and you doing something, or you're sucking something, or you're fucking someone, or somebody fucking you, make sure you do practice safe sex, honey. Make sure your girls definitely practice safe sex, honey. And you must learn to love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, who the hell? How the hell are you going to love somebody else? What the fuck? Can I get an amen?
Country realm. What is the butt about?
But what? Who got a
butt? Okay, never mind. I thought that whoever Country Realm was. Say it.
Are you in the chat room? You got a name in the chat room?
The chat room. You would never know who I was.
Baby, I found out who you are.
Baby, you won't find out. No, you won't.
I can find out who you are.
What happened, Mike?
My sons are going to be dancing in Miami. They're going to be dancing in Vegas. And they're going to be dancing in motherfucking Texas for the gay pride.
You want to see what, Nikki?
Oh, Miss Ebony just hit me up, and she said it's time for your tea.
Who said that?
Miss Ebony just hit me up, and she said, spill your tea, Miss Thang.
I don't know. No, but you go ahead first. You go ahead first, and then I'll do it. You go ahead first, because I'm telling you, when you hear mine, just you do yours first.
Oh, you want me to spill my tea?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Let me spill my tea.
Tell me why you mad. Mm-hmm.
I am no longer Kelly Mizrahi. I am Hot Mother 007.
Bitch, we didn't do that. That was yesterday.
What? Jasmine Mizrahi, Aurora Mother, is no longer Aurora Mother. She is now Aurora Mother Jasmine Couture. That's Couture. No, Mizrahi. How you doing? That's my motherfucking tea. Now spill your tea.
That won't even know tea, Kelly. Like, I just said that a few minutes ago.
Miss A, but the girls ain't believe you, Miss A. Girl, we laugh, Miss A.
Cream,
everybody
cream.
Has left. Andre is doing his own thing, Miss A, and going his own way, Miss A. Myself and Jasmine are going our own way, Miss A. And that's what it is. What the fuck?
I got two teas. My first one is I'm over all Prince Couture. Did you know that, Kelly?
I know. I talk to my sister all the time.
You trying to?
I talk to my sister all the time. Go ahead.
Okay, the second T is, so if y'all did not know, or I'm not going to say, I'm only going to say the names of people that I don't give a fuck about. But about a month and a half ago to 2 months, a few escorts had with, you know, the old guy in D.C. that be paying the girls all the money, Jeff or something like that?
Jeff, the date that everybody to go see.
Okay, so listen, so why somebody was stupid, so stupid enough to take that man's information. And y'all know he is like got coins. So they took this information, right? So I guess he discovered maybe 2 months later $35,000 was missing out of his account, right? You listening?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm gagging. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay, so he contacts the feds, because, you know, he's up there, you know, in class. So it had them do research. So this has happened a while ago, y'all, but nobody knew. So they contacted the feds and traced back where the money went to. The money went to somebody's care credit. Well, it was some people's care credit. Somebody got their chest done. Somebody got their nipples done. Somebody got their nose done. Somebody else was scheduled to get their nose done on this Wednesday. Now listen to this. The chest, I'm not going to say who, but a certain August sex siren from the East Coast got something done. And I'm not just going to, I mean, that's all I'm going to say about that person. Then they say Tap Milan.
Hold on, because, you know, I don't like
no,
Tap.
D'Anthony
got his chest done. D'Anthony's about to go. He was supposed to be going this week to get his
Let me finish. Let me finish. Damn. So then they said Tap Milan got his nose done. And then they said off of that you know, the guy is calling around asking the girls who these people are by their real names. I'm not going to say that. Then they said that somebody, a certain pretty boy that's dark-skinned from Atlanta, was supposed to go and get their work done this Wednesday, and they have the feds waiting for them. This Wednesday.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that so we'll see, you know, what's gonna happen at this Milan ball. Let's see who's gonna be in Grand March. I think we got a list already though, who's not gonna be in Grand March. But yeah. So the girl they're after them people. So whoever those people are, I'm not gonna say who.
Well, baby, we can't say the girls' government names, but we can definitely say their ballroom stage name. So, I have been hearing bits and pieces of this team.
I forgot a team. It just came through my screen. Then they said that the tools they had to get rid of them. They had to get rid of the tools, the utensils that they use, because, you know, when you get surgery, sometimes some things they just don't throw away. You know, they just clean them and sterilize them real good with betadine and all that. They had to get rid of those because when the person went and got their physical before the surgery, something they were already in the blood bank system or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
Well,
so that was the thing that came.
I heard
how they track people down, but I'm just gonna let you. That's all I'm gonna tell you. So whatever you get from that, don't shoot me the messenger. Just
baby, they ain't gonna shoot the messenger, baby. You know they don't come for the messenger. They always come for the big dog, bitch. So who are they gonna come for now, bitch? I'm a double out mistake. So bitch, girl, what the fuck? Who y'all gonna come for now?
I'm not going to say what blood bank system, just whatever you get from it, it's
so,
whatever.
He was the one that went and got his, D'Anthony Argo was the one that went and got his chest done.
Well,
you spilled the tea, not I'm spilling the names.
Ahead and I'll tell you if they're right. If you figure all the names out, I'll tell you if they're right.
D'Anthony went and got his chest done. That's why his nipples is not that big anymore. D'Anthony was supposed to go this week in Virginia to get his teeth done on that same credit. Tat went and had his nose done a month ago and was just seen at the club the other night with the nose job. Tat was the one that went and seen Jeff and stole the information, and then passed it on to his girlfriend,
Or on Wednesday. He's not the one. You didn't catch what I said. I said a pretty boy, not a sex siren that's going on Wednesday. And then the person that got their work done, why I seen their ex-lover in New York walking around with golf balls on their neck.
But no.
No, no, no. Did you get what I said? I die. No, they die. Hello.
Let me finish.
I'm not lying. Go ahead, Kelly.
What? Am I being censored?
No, you're not being censored. We're waiting on you to tell the other name of that one person that you're leaving out. But I don't think you're going to be able to figure that out.
Well, yeah, we can't. The other thing, we can't do that. But the only pretty boy that I can think about that's from Atlanta, Miss Thing, that's dark skin, that's actually pretty, Miss Thing, that's actually the only really pretty one down in Atlanta, can only be, is it Kellen Chanel? Because he's the only pretty, actually dark-skinned, pretty child.
Kellen Chanel.
Yes.
But, I mean, I'm not going to say anything, but I don't think it's Kellen Chanel. But
you said if I say the name, you was going to say yes or no.
I mean, if you didn't say the correct name, I'm not going to say. I mean, you have to say the right name.
Well, it's not Kellen then. Okay, you said, okay.
I think you're missing the point. It's not Kellen Chanel.
Oh, it's not Kellen Chanel, but it is a Chanel. Oh, Kellen 007.
Kelly, you got to think smart now, okay? I'm not going to say the names because I was told by my mother not to say the names.
It's
not Kellen Chanel, okay?
It's Kellen 007, sorry.
And Jasmine will not mute me, Susan, okay? Thank you.
It's Kellen 007. I didn't know. Listen, I haven't been around in a minute. I haven't seen Kellen. I didn't know. I'm sorry, Chanel. I didn't know that he is no longer Chanel. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. It's Kellen 007. Sorry.
Anyways, so what else you got? What the fuck? What the fuck is up, Kelly? What the fuck is on your mind?
What the fuck is on my mind? This is what the fuck is on my mind. One thing I know that I heard about Jeff is that Jeff does not date the dark-skinned children. So,
you don't know that.
Well, this is what I heard. Well, listen, let me go about what I said. I'm only speculating. You know, I'm only speculating. Okay, that's not true. Well, this is what I was told, that he doesn't really date the what you call it. So you have to. I'm trying to round it up, Miss Day. I'm trying to round it out.
Who keeps fucking buzzing me? Shit.
I'm trying to round it out and see exactly who it was, because it's only three individuals. You said the Kellen 007, the Tap Milan, and the D'Anthony, Miss Day. So I'm trying to round out of the three, Miss Day, that was going to get all this $35,000 worth of work, Miss Day. Which one of them stole his information, Miss Day? This is what fucks it up.
Long ago, also because they stole another foreign date's money. They stole somebody. Okay, do you really want me to spill the tea? I mean, because I would go far back.
Hey, spill the tea. This is why you should have called me earlier. Hold on. The red phone is ringing. Hold on. Let me see who this is on the red phone. Hold on. The red phone is ringing. Hello? 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 Somebody was calling on the red phone, but I don't know who it is.
Okay. So supposedly, somebody has a history of stealing from the dates, because the thing that just came through my Yahoo was that Tap Milan stole, what is the thing? Oh, hold on. It fell down. Tap Milan stole some amount of foreign money and went to a foreign exchange thing, and that's how he bought his BMW that he has.
Oh, well, I just got the tea. The tea just came across the red phone. They gave the red. Kellen was not the one that dated him. Neither was D'Anthony.
First off, hold on. Whoever sent you that message, I'm not going to be, it's no shade to them, but fucking listen to what I said. I did not say that Kellen got the surgery. I said the person was supposed to go on Wednesday. If y'all didn't fucking know, it's what the fuck Tuesdays. It's Tuesday, faggot. Okay? Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Oh? Yes, I'm liking this new side of you. You're being very aggressive.
And I didn't say any real names, and I didn't say anybody's status. I didn't say anything about anybody's status. So whatever y'all got from what I said is what I got. Do not charge it to my mind, not my heart, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. How you doing, Kelly? Kelly.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting the tea.
Well, what's the tea? Hurry up, Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Sure. Okay, hold on. This is the tea because I'm on... Hold on, J. Cole. Talk for 1 minute, J. Cole. Just talk to the girls. Go ahead. Finish giving it to me.
I'm trying to listen. Oh, yeah. I can hear your phone conversation, Kelly. Who D'Anthony was supposed to... D'Anthony stole Jeff and Jaquan who? Jaquan Ebony.
Who had nothing to do with it?
Yeah, I want the real tea, Mickey.
Okay.
You trying to, Mike? Trying, bro?
Okay.
Nikki, oh, Nikki, hold on,
hey,
Nikki.
Hold on. Then I'm going to give y'all the story. You gave the story, then I'm going to give you what I just got. Okay? Now, you ready for what I just got? What I got was, Jeff did a double with Smiles and Tap. He was taking, when he was having Tap, Smiles stole his information. Listen, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Smiles gave the information to Tap, and Tap was the one that did the kid credit for himself. D'Anthony and Kellen were supposed to go tomorrow at 11 a.m. and get his nose done.
How you doing? You got the... Now, that's the right... I knew, but I'm not going to go and say all that. But D'Anthony already got his stuff. That's what I'm trying to say.
D'Anthony got his chest done. D'Anthony was supposed to get his teeth done this week.
His veneers.
He's supposed to get his veneers done this week in Virginia. He's supposed to get his teeth done.
Why did he go to Virginia? Like, okay, let me tell you. People, because the people asking what care credit is. Care credit is basically when you do not have all of the money to buy your plastic surgery or purchase, you know, pay it. You get on a finance plan, kind of like a car loan. So you're getting a loan from a care credit. You know, it's called care credit. It's a medical company that gives you the money, you know, and you pay them back with monthly installments, and you have an interest rate and all that stuff. Everybody get it? Okay. But you have to have really good credit to get it. Hello?
Hold on.
You must be getting some more tea. Yeah, what, Miss Ebony, hold on. Miss.
Okay, well, yeah, that's, I hold on, because, you know, I can't multitask with all the things going on. I got two cell phones over here ringing. I got IMs coming in. I got all this stuff over. I can't multitask, girl. I'm gonna actually be honest with y'all. I am not functional with taking and multitasking and watching the chat room, watching the IMs, talking to Miss Ebony. These two cell phones that the girls is calling, it's just a lot, honey. But yeah, that was the tea, Miss Thing, and I'm not gonna tell y'all the other tea that came with that.
Kelly.
I have to, by the bylaws and the laws of Blog Talk Radio and on my conscience, I have to leave that last part that they gave me out.
Well, can you put it on? Can you send it over to me so I can go ahead and say it?
No, you can't say it either. Hold on. I just got a message just came across my screen. Hold on.
He must have got a good nose job if it cost $6,000. Medical loan. They all going off in the chat room. And DeAnthony's cost $10,000.
Oh, and she is still laid up in Virginia.
Right. And they're not. And who the hell are they paying back with? Who's laid up in Virginia?
DeAnthony.
I'm in Virginia right now. Yeah, he lives. So what?
This is a mess. I'm really gagging at the girls from the thing.
And veneers do not cost up. They could cost up to $20,000, but they could get it for cheaper than that and still get a good set. Also,
if you get you a good set in New York, it's $1,600
or
two.
Oh well,
good set in New York.
I know in DC because I know somebody that had theirs. They spent $6,000 for
that. That would be so fabulous. That would be so fab, Miss Africa. If you get Jeff on the line, that would be fab, honey.
I'm pretty sure it's some clients up here. I mean, not clients, some escorts up here. Just send me over the number to jkwonva91@yahoo.com, and I will. We could call in. Call them. We could call them.
Baby. It'll be fab to get Jeff up here so we can talk to Jeff, Miss Thing, because these girls is a mess.
Baby, Christian. Well, hold on. What about Christian Allure?
Oh, honey.
I keep seeing that name pop up. Somebody said, Kelly, how much your job cost?
Baby, I didn't pay crap for my job, baby. My job.
No. Tell you, Kelly, I'm going to handle it for you because somebody clearly wasn't listening yesterday when they were on the line. She said it was $14,000 last night if you were not listening.
Let me tell you something, right? Since everybody speculated and everybody wants to know exactly what I had done and what I'm going to get done, okay? Since y'all girls want to know, okay? I had my fucking nose done. I had my cheeks done. I had liposuction in my face, and I had facial femoralization of my motherfucking face, since y'all girls want to know exactly what I had done. But you will only have to wait until I decide when I'm ready to come out for you to motherfucking see it, since y'all girls want to know what I had done. And I'm on my way back in 3 weeks to get two more surgeries motherfucking done.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, but Christian Law is the child that lives in, he's the face child that lives in New York City.
No, he had nothing to do with that. Trust me, I talked to Christian Allure all the time, and he had nothing to do with it. Keep his name out of the team. He had nothing to do with it. Trust me. I don't know where that came from. Somebody, they're just conjuring now. Now they added on to the what the fuck.
Okay. Baby, and Chris, these stupid and VA, I don't know what's going on with these girls, Miss Thing. I don't know what's going on with y'all girls, Miss Thing. Dr. Lassero, let me give y'all some information, honey, okay? I'm going to give y'all girls some information so y'all can know, right? If you search Dr. Lassero in Mexico, plastic surgeon, Miss Thing, right? Dr. Lassero offers good rates in Mexico where I went. He offers really good rates, Miss Thing, for you girls to go down there, Miss Thing, okay? I'm going back in 2 weeks down there, okay? My first procedures that I had was $6,000. He offers good rates. You girls don't have to craft this, Miss Thing. If y'all selling your ass and y'all doing all these other things, Miss Thing, y'all can go to Mexico to Dr. Lassero. Search it online, Miss Thing. Dr. Lassero does very good work, Miss Thing. Trust me. When you see me, bitch, he does good fucking work. Go down there and get you some cheap, good motherfucking surgery in motherfucking Mexico and stop trying to be fat, bitch, and live beyond your means. You motherfucking bitches know you can't afford these motherfucking doctors in the States. Stop robbing these motherfucking trips. Honey.
Wow.
You need to stop.
Well, Miss Ebony, what are the phone lines looking like? Because I want to see what some of these callers.
After 14 years, this is something that I wanted to do for years. This is something that I wanted to do for years, and I just never had the courage to do it. But I have the courage to do it now. I have the courage to get up and do it now, honey, bitch. Yeah, Pat Mackey is over. Dr. Pat Mackey in Atlanta is over. He only charged $38.50 for a nose in Atlanta. Pat Mackey is over, Miss Thing. But everybody looks the same with Pat Mackey nose. All the girls' nose is the same with Pat Mackey. Hold on, we got a phone call. 443-813. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Shoes. What the fuck is on your mind?
Oh, I'm just listening.
All right.
Baby. Okay, do we have any more callers?
An African booty scratcher, yes. We want Jeff's number.
Honey, baby. Hold on, we got another caller. 347-623, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
What's on my mind is I am so happy that you got all that done because I've been waiting for you to do and look like Kelly. You know what I'm saying? And this is Lionel Kelly.
Hi, Lionel. What's going on?
I was listening. You and Natalie is cutting up on here.
Yeah,
cutting. Cut up. I was like, wow. Y'all had just really gave out tea. You know what I'm saying? But the part that I love most is I was listening to you talking about your nose surgery and stuff like that, and I was like really amazed because I remember you as pop, is, you know, whatever. And now you just became a full-fledged woman. Wow.
Yeah, it was time. It was time.
Yeah, but I'm so proud of you because I remember one time you was petrified of shit like that.
Baby, you know, I was nervous, and I was really, let me tell you something, Lionel. When I left and I got on the plane, Lionel, I was nervous, and everybody from Jasmine and all my kids, they kept calling me, and they kept saying, are you nervous? Yeah, I kept telling them, no, I wasn't nervous, but I was nervous because I haven't heard of anybody going over to Mexico since, God rest her soul, Miss Kelly Harper.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I was nervous, but I had to do it. I had to have confidence, and I had to take it, just put my hands in the hands of the Lord, and no.
Well, and the last question I have for you is, my other question is, when are we going to see the new Kelly?
I don't know, because I'm leaving again next week, so I don't know.
Okay, and my next question is for, I call her Natalie, everybody. Y'all call her Nicole, but she's my original daughter. So
she's not here tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's not here. So who else is on here? It's you and who?
That's my godson, Jaquan Ebony.
Okay. What's up, Jaquan?
How you doing?
nothing, just chilling and listening to Kelly just go off. But other than that, you know what I'm saying, I just want to say, hey, Kelly, and all that good stuff, and give a shout-out to, you know, House of Infinity as well. And I'll see y'all at the Milan Ball.
Okay. Thank
all
you,
right.
Lionel, for calling in. Next caller, please.
Oh.
Baby, Jaquan, you are stirred up a pot, honey. Baby, when I tell you, you have my IMs blowing up, my phone lines going, baby, the girl. 609-348, you're live on the air.
Oh, hey, Callie.
What's
this
up?
Today from Atlantic City.
Hey, what's going on today? How you doing, sister?
Giving you a shout-out, bitch. I've been to Lasse around 12 times myself.
Yes.
And I love his work. His work
yes.
is over. He gets fair package deals.
Sure does, yes. honey. These girls going out here crafting shit where they can go and get it done for a nice
Yes. ride. Because, honey, he did my nose, my eyes, my eyebrow, my breath, and light, bro.
Sure, girl.
And I'm
I
a 44-inch, bitch.
I love it all. I love it all, honey.
I'm going back in May.
I know that's right.
I'm going back one more again. And for the and let everybody know, Lasserone didn't kill Kelly. Sonny did.
Oh, girl, yes.
That was my mother, I know.
Thank you today for calling in. That's Tanae and her girlfriend. Tanae, all her girlfriends. Let me give Miss Tanae a shout out, Miss Thang. That's Miss Tanae, body beautiful, Miss Thang. Her, all her girlfriends. She got all her girlfriends from Atlantic City. They are all hooked on the show, Miss Thang. And they hit me up, and we chat down online and everything, and they all listen to the show. So a big shout out to the girls in Atlantic City. Mother sees you. How you doing? Private caller, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Private caller, you're live on the air.
They're not there.
Oh, private caller not there, honey. And you on the air and you private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? If you know you call from a private number and you press 1, all private callers must speak until you hear your voice on the air or I speak to you. Okay. Private caller, you're live on the air. What the fuck Tuesday? What the fuck is on your mind, private caller? Okay, I guess not. Okay, next caller, please, if I have one. Honey, bitch, hold on. 202-560, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, caller?
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on? How you doing?
All right, this is Rodney.
I know who this is. Hi, Rodney.
What's up? You know, Rodney, I was listening. But I was trying to catch the other person's voice. I did not know that was Jaquan.
Yes.
Hey.
I was like, wow. So my question is, what the fuck made y'all come out with this, all this,
Well, I didn't know anything about this. I'm surprised like everybody else. I didn't know nothing about it. Bitch, I gagged just like everybody else. And then once he started saying it, bitch, my IMs and motherfucking red phone and shit just started fucking blowing up, and the girls was hitting me up and calling me about it. I didn't even know nothing about this shit. Because you would have known, I would have came on and said, I got some hot motherfucking tea, bitch. Girl, call your girlfriends. I have your girlfriends and everything. I know shit about none of this. I'm gagging.
Wow. A came through. I got the instant message right before the show come on. So, I mean, it's only What the Fuck Tuesday. So, I mean, I'm a co-host. What the fuck was on my mind? That was on my mind. I wanted to figure out if it was true or not. But, you know.
Well, baby, girl, it's a mess.
Okay, I was, you know, I was doing my little run around with the shows and stuff, you know, promoting the ball and stuff. And I was like, well, I know I got to come on tomorrow on you guys' show. But I was just listening for a little while before I went to sleep. And I was like, as soon as I tuned in, I was like, huh? What's going on with it? And I was like, wow. Okay.
It's a mess. That is a mess. It's a mess, honey. I'm gagging at these girls. Dr. Lassimo is really good and very cheap.
They said he's only good. That's the one in Atlanta, right? Because they said he's only good at doing STEM queens noses. But if you go to D.C. to Dr. Schoenfeld, Philip S. Schoenfeld in Washington, D.C., they said that he's very good. That's why I just got an instant message that somebody, they're trying to figure out names about the girls being messy in the parking lot of the VA Awards Ball.
The girls is being messy in the parking lot?
It was a lot of rain and stuff. It was a lot going on in that parking lot over there on the side. You know how Skateland is, Kelly? You know you've been there. You know you missed out of town or whatever. But on the side where the big parking lot is, you know, it's dark over there. I mean, I'll say.
That's the area, the side over there where your house was, Jaquan.
Was I on there with my house member?
No, I'm saying that side over there that you're talking about.
No, actually, I was over there with my with Shawnice and Disney and all them people. But maybe you were over there.
No. I'm saying, is that the side of the parking lot that you're talking about? Not saying you and per se. I'm saying, is that the side of the parking lot when you go out the building, you go to the right?
It's on the side by the Food Lion and the Dollar General.
Damn.
You know, over there where everybody, like, there's a lot of parking lots. It's like in the, you can't put, like, in, not in the front, but on the side where there's no, like, you know, there's no lights over there. But, I mean, hey, I don't know who was out there to spill Jay. Jay, who is Jay? Somebody said.
Oh, well, I got some tea, honey. I got some tea. They gave the very, because, you know, they send me these long messages. You girls have to, let me let you girls know something. When y'all send me some tea, y'all got to get straight to the point. When y'all send me stuff, I got to get straight to the point. Please don't send me a whole motherfucking book while I'm doing the show, because I do not have time to read over this whole book during the show. But the tea is, they gave the very, Anthony Ebony spilled that tea about D'Anthony because he bought D'Anthony a puppy and D'Anthony played him. All the rest of this shit, and wanted to fight him and all types of shit. All the rest of this shit that y'all wrote, I'm not reading all of this shit because I'm doing the show right now. So I just went through and picked three good things out of this book that y'all sent me, and I just said it. I'm not reading the whole thing. Thank you. Don't send me a book. Send me a short comment.
I don't think that's true. But, I mean, I don't know. But I don't think – I mean, I'm a puppy. Come on now. A puppy.
Maybe.
Sometimes people get mad when you do stuff and they don't, you know.
It was probably crafted. That shit was all shit.
This is basically what it is, right? And as my girlfriend RuPaul would say, if you don't love yourself, how the fuck are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Should have bought a Honda.
That's the problem with these girls. These girls are running around here, and they're looking for love in all the wrong places, Mistake. You're looking for love in the wrong places, but if you don't love yourself, how the fuck you going to love another motherfucking nigga? You got to have confidence and love yourself, bitch. Please.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, don't give your person, don't give the person all your heart. Save some for yourself. Or you going to forget to love yourself. But,
oh,
you know,
shit.
People really don't love themselves. It's,
oh,
I mean,
no,
you know.
I just got an IM that came across my screen. And the IM reads, if any butch queens out there in the scene are interested in getting into adult movies, please hit up Jahara Balenciaga at JaharaBalenciaga.com.
Oh,
at Yahoo.com.
Wow.
Is that true?
It just came from Jahara's screen name. She just sent me this.
Oh, well. Oh, yeah. Oh, and then remember that tape that came out that they said that about that sex tape that came out, Kelly? Remember that? People were getting it or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah, we're not gonna sit here and talk about Smiles all night long. That's what we're not going to tell.
But, I mean, we're not going to say we're sitting there talking about him. I just said a sex tape. So if that's who you're going to talk about, I mean,
we're not going to do that. Okay? Thank you, Rodney, for calling in.
No problem. Put me back on hold. Thank you, guys. I'll talk with you guys tomorrow.
Okay. Next caller, please, if I have one. Honey, we're going to make this 2 hours about Smiles.
Party and play, party and play. Don't do it. Don't do it. Who is party and play? Block Miss Ebony.
Switchboard, party and play. Trace. 443-630. You're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind? 443-630, you're live on the air. Okay.
Yeah.
It's 443-630. Are you there?
Kelly.
Yes.
Oh.
Can you hear me? What's up, Jaquan? For the sake of my girlfriend on three-way, can you please pop her this?
Who is this?
Moment? Huh?
Who is this?
Smiles 007, New Jersey.
New Jersey?
D. Yeah. She wants
what
to
house
pop
were you in?
Huh?
What house were you in?
That's going to stay unknown right now.
Oh, so this must be Smiles X Milan 007?
Oh, no, it's not Smiles Milan. How do you know who this is?
My
oh, my God. If these guys don't shut up. Damara.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Now you can ask Kelly. She's on
Hello?
The phone.
Kelly? Yes. Oh, hey. I'm trying to get this tea about Sexy Lexi.
What about Sexy Lexi?
Whatever was going on between her and Trisha Khan or Tanera Revlon or something like that.
Baby,
I'm not really clear on it.
You have to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Tanzachops and download the iCarves to your iTunes, and you can hear everything that happened.
Yeah, I love you. Oh, I love you, Kelly.
Okay, that was last week and yesterday. We don't do recaps on.
Are you going to that car? Oh, you going to be at the Milan Bowl?
Huh?
Am I going to be at the Milan?
Are you Jaquan? Are you walking the Milan Bowl?
I don't know why you trying to walk a why for what?
No, I'm making my return there.
You say you're gonna get me what?
He's making his return at the Milan Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well,
right,
I mean,
I love you. Huh?
A return? A return? Well, if you're gonna go return it before I do, I mean, hello.
Stop. But Kelly, I love you.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling it is.
Hello. Okay.
Oh, bitch. Who the fuck is that? They say, who the fuck is that? I'm gagging right now. Bitch, I don't know no queens over there. Oh, in that area. Miss Tay, girl. We never know, Miss Tay. That might be that tea that we were talking about, Miss Tay. The job is over there in that area. Honey. The job is in that area. The job is two blocks over and one avenue up. Honey, that's where the job is at. Yes. Honey. Uh-huh. Baby. Oh, child. Next caller, please, if I have one. All you girls is out there on the phone lines. Private caller, you're live from the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind, private caller?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
What you have done again?
Girl, bitch. Bye. Honey. Girl, you know my red phone number. You called me, bitch. Bye. Honey. Okay. Bitch. Next caller, please. To Miss Africa in the chat room, wherever mother goes, her children goes. 347-283, you're live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Kelly, you is the key. What's up, Kelly? What's up, Jake?
What
are you doing? Where's Nicole at?
I don't know. Nicole must be asleep. She must be had a long day.
Yeah, she did. Last time I spoke to her.
She must be
out
a long day, because that's the only time Nicole will get up here. She had a long day, but I know she'll be here tomorrow for the positive topic, honey.
What is up with these people doing that to Jeff? I thought Jeff was a nice guy.
They say he is, but...
I'm just glad it ain't my damn son this time. Oh, my God. I'm just glad it ain't him.
I'm gagging.
Hello?
Got a caller. Who's this?
I'm back.
Oh, you got cut off. I'm just gagging, Miss Tay, because Jeff gives these girls $1,500 to $3,000.
That's a wake-up time for them bitches to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're going to want to fuck with him because he's going to be leery about shit now.
I'm gagging at the girls really did that to him because the way these children be talking about this man, they be talking about him like he's a celebrity client, mistake, like he's a governor.
But to them he is because look, he's giving them all that money and then they go and run.
That's a lot of money. Well, they could have went and seen him two or three times and got that money, mistake, and went to Mexico and went to see that and got their work done, mistake, for what he be giving them.
Well, everybody don't think in a positive way or have common sense.
But not the girl.
Who is that? Oh shit.
Oh, Cabot.
Bruno. No, the cabbage.
Cabbage.
And I'm just going in from France. It's me and Cabbage.
This is just like she's blowing in from France.
Up, darling. So you know I had to blow in with my coffee, honey.
Where are you at home?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
You going out tonight?
No, I'm not.
Why are you not going out tonight?
I'm not.
What's tonight?
But no, I'm sure you can meet my you can meet my brother out there.
No, child, I don't know her.
What's going on tonight?
Andre, I don't know.
Is it Tuesday?
No.
It's Tuesday. What's going on in New York on Tuesday?
Nothing. Kelly is nosy.
Boy, I can't be into the right people right now for all. Oh, shit. Hello?
I want to know what's going on Tuesday night. I never heard about Tuesday. I know Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. But Tuesday?
It's a club in Brooklyn.
It's a club in Brooklyn?
Yeah. It is the club in Brooklyn.
What club?
Because it is the club. It's a Boston? Bar. Like, no, bitch, I'm playing the dark. Sorry, wrong girl, wrong read. Not me. Wrong girl, wrong read.
It's a mess. Did y'all hear all that tea?
That's crazy, though. Why, but I hope that y'all don't go tomorrow, because if you do, he's going to be for a rude awakening.
Oh my God, child! I don't think. What is going on?
Emergency broadcast.
Oh, state of emergency.
Okay.
That's your TV.
What they cut the cable off? They cut the cable off, Kelly.
You got basic cameras now.
They cut the phone off the other day.
You had to catch, bitch. Because the TV, you know, when you don't play with the remote control or nothing, the TV goes black. So, bitch, my TV in the bedroom is up on the ceiling, and so she's black. So, bitch, I'm sitting here, bitch, and I'm looking at the computer, and I'm on iChat over here. I got the show. I got the chat room here. I got my Yahoo messages here. And I got the phone here and the cell phone here. And all I hear is this beeping, bitch. I'm thinking I'm being invaded by those people with the three letters, bitch.
You gotta be like, I paid for my nose. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, shit.
I was nervous for a minute, mistake, because you know they told me that the children be out there and the children be surfacing the airwaves, mistake. I thought they was coming through the iMac.
You is stupid as shit.
Bitch, I was about to stop driving wrong, mistake, honey.
Okay.
I got my envelope and all my prescriptions and everything right here from Mexico. I was about to pull them out. I got it, girl. I'm from legit.
You're going to drop and roll over all that surgery.
Okay. It's like, bitch, I got carpet.
Oh, okay.
I got carpet, bitch.
Bitch, how you going to drop and roll with us?
So, Cabbage, what do you think about all this shit?
Oh, child, it's just another episode in Washington, D.C. as the world turns.
Oh,
it's a mess. I'm really gagging at the children, mistake. I'm really gagging.
Why are you gagging, honey? This is not the first time this has happened.
And it won't be the last either. That's the crazy part.
It's not the first time, but you know what? It's just so much, right? It's just so much to go on, mistake. And being leery about coming to your own functions or coming to functions because the functions have grown so much. See, like back in the days, Cabbage, when we did back in the days, when the girls did things back in the days, you could automatically spot the sore thumb at a motherfucking ball. Nowadays, you can't spot a sore thumb at a ball because the balls are so mainstream now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't...
Them people not stupid. Them people will come to the function and ransack it. As soon as you walk out,
they're
on the road.
They'll let the whole thing go on first, and then they'll get you at the
end.
Wait
to the end. Yeah. And you think you're going to get away if you want.
Listen, I can take you back as far as when there was a museum piece missing out of the museum, and the person walked bizarre at the ball, and they let her walk, win, get the cash. Then when she turned around, they got very high. Click, click.
Oh, shit.
Me.
That's fucked up.
Okay, so this is not the first time. It's nothing new, but I advise y'all not to harp on it. It was QT. Let you ran with it.
Let it go.
Let it go.
It's
gone. Knock on your door because you know too much.
Girl, I'm gonna fuck them up, buddy.
Oh shit,
Tina Matata.
Knock on your door.
Yeah, honey, it's not Three's Company.
Baby. Hey, baby, let me listen.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna say I only can speak for myself, baby. I don't have a problem with anybody coming knocking on this door asking any questions that they need to ask, honey. Because everything in here says DCHHH up in here, honey. And it's legal, bitch. I don't play that, bitch. Girl. The girls is...
I just got... somebody just texted me, instant messaged me and said, what the fuck is up with Candace Prodigy using Alana Miz's pictures on Craigslist?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
sure.
Girls are still, Miss Day, the girls need to stop, Miss Day. Let me tell you something, right? I was out of town in North Carolina. So I get to North Carolina, and I'm sitting around the girls, Miss Day, and this particular girl that I'm sitting around, her phone keeps ringing, and I keep hearing her reading on the phone. And so then after she gives the phone about 3 or 4 times, I get to say, what the fuck is going on? Why do you keep arguing with people on the phone? She gave the very, because this cunt keep calling my phone, telling me to stop using her motherfucking pictures. Bitch, I'm not going to stop using that bitch's motherfucking pictures.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's crazy.
Tell that lady you're not going to stop using her pictures.
Somebody just, never mind.
The girl is fierce, Miss Day. How you going to take another Miss Day and she see her pictures, Miss Day, and call you and tell you to take her pictures down, Miss Day, bitch, and then I got another story. This motherfucking queen went to this girl's website, Miss Day, one of these training websites, Miss Day, took pictures off of her website and everything, bitch. Got her pictures up and everything. Her and the queen was going back at it for a while, Miss Day. And so she told the queen she's not going to stop using her pictures, the training, that she's not going to stop using her pictures. So the trainee just get tired of arguing with her for about a week, and the trainee just tell her, well, as long as you don't be robbing no clients and doing all types of crazy things, I guess you can still use the pictures. No,
are
bitch, you ain't gonna use motherfucking shit, bitch.
So is that what they do? They be robbing the clients, Kelly. Is that what a lot of them do, or that's just something some of them do?
Girl,
yeah, that's what a lot of them do.
From what I hear, Miss Day, it's a frequent thing with these girls, Miss Day. And now,
but why would you burn your bridge like that?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're gonna have to go back to that. You never know if you may have to go back.
Right.
To that person again.
You
on the public internet, dummy.
But see the things that these girls see. The thing that is really fucking it up from what the way it was back in the days to now. See, because back in the days, the girls that was doing it. The girls did it from the streets, and when they did it from the website, they used their pictures. These queens is not using they're not using their pictures, and they're using a $10 motherfucking track phone that you can get at any local gas station. It's a mess.
What about this one, Miss Kelly? What about two lovers, both of them pull dates, and neither one of them know either one of them pull dates? And they both got two different phones, and both of them proclaim that the other lover do not pull dates.
That's crazy.
That's funny. Oh, but then,
how you should know the law?
Oh, yeah, I know. How about this? How about this? How about both of the lovers, a lover's mistake, and they both escorted together, mistake, into a doubles together, mistake?
That's a couple of people. You could take a couple of people from that one.
I can give you six different names.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Nicki Minaj, stop trying it, okay?
But she said, I know what she said. She's a late bitch.
Okay, stop trying it, okay? Bitch.
She was saying it off.
Hold on, we have another caller. 347-426. You're live on the air on the recap on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Cabbage.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up,
Kelly? I am appalled. I'm appalled. And it's so sad that.
That's my girlfriend, Keisha.
Mm. Hi,
hey, Keisha. How you doing?
Oh, Kelly, I'm just. It's sad. It's really sad. You know, like, this generation is just lost. And you made a comment. You said that they are looking for love. That's bullshit. They motherfucking looking for love.
No, they're not looking for love. What I said was, how the hell are you going to love? How the hell are you going to love yourself? How the hell are you going to love somebody else when you can't even love yourself?
All right. I agree with that 110%, that which is true. Now, my question to you, Kelly, is with the fact of the matter is that you mentioned these people's names, do you think that the feds may come looking for them?
Oh, I didn't mention their name. I mentioned their stage name. I mentioned their stage names. You can't mention the government name, but you can mention their stage name.
Right. The ballroom name, the ballroom status name. Do you think that the feds may come looking for them?
They already looking for these children, Miss Day. This is what the girls feel and realize, and this is what I got from the team, Miss Day. And this is what the girls feel and realize, and why the girls is fucking dumb and the shit that they fucking do, right? You go out here and you get cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery and all these motherfucking things. Because, you know, I know this, okay? I had to get letters from my doctors in New York to get clearance to go to Mexico to get my shit done. They take lab work and everything. Bitch, this motherfucking nation is ran by motherfucking DNA nowadays. These bitches are motherfucking stupid.
Wow.
DNA can track your motherfucking grandmama. And these bitches out here doing stupid shit like this. These people have these girls' motherfucking DNA from these tests they got to take and everything already. They know who the fuck they are. They know their government names and everything. They know where these bitches be at. They coming to get their motherfucking asses, and they motherfucking stupid. And whatever the fuck comes they motherfucking way, because they motherfucking stupid.
DNA. All right, Kelly, let's go to something a little more healthy.
Okay, next. Thank you, Keisha, for calling in.
I love you, Kelly.
Love you. Next caller, please.
DNA is a bitch.
Yeah, she is. She's a motherfucker. She's a motherfucker, honey. Any motherfucking smart bitch that ever been in motherfucking state prison or ever been in jail, mistake, bitch, that's the first thing they do when you go to motherfucking jail nowadays, bitch. They take your motherfucking DNA swab.
But you know what, Kelly? I want to say something on that note about Anthony and that dog situation. That's a lie, because Anthony and Bobby, Anthony, a dog. And for the record of whoever said that, Anthony broke up with him for some trifling shit that he did. So if they saying that D'Anthony left Anthony, that's a lie.
Well, let me tell you something, and I've been telling the girls this for years. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Which is true, but at the same token, you can't help a person for how the way that you can't fault a person for how the way they feel about another person. Everything that's done in the dark comes to the light, so you can't see what a person is until the end.
Who is this with us?
Jaquan, because his phone probably hung up again. But you
I'm back. My phone came back.
But you can't fault a person for how they feel. Like I said, anything that's done is going to come out eventually, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
So that goes either way.
Anthony. Oh. Anthony bought D'Anthony at Yorkie.
No.
Who said
what?
Honey. If you girls is out there, mistake, it is definitely What the Fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck is on your mind, what the fuck is on your plate, bitch. You can come up here. This is a free forum for you to voice anything that's on your chest or on your breast that you need to get the fuck off, mistake. And ain't nobody going to do a motherfucking thing to you, bitch.
Go off.
Hey,
tell
bitch. I'm going to get cut the fuck off. If you want to read me, you want to think that you're bold enough to read Miss Cabbage, because she will find you and smack you, honey. You can come up here. You can try. But this is the forum for you, okay? Oh, no, we got another caller. Alaska is on the line. 404-964. You live on the air on What the Fuck Tuesday. What the fuck is on your mind?
Okay, this is Tap, and I want to say what the fuck is up with everybody in this false information. First the fucking ball. I don't have to do no fucking root or whatever you want to call it to get my surgery. I make my money. Anybody knows me, I make my money. And then second of all, what the fuck is up with all these convicted felons on here trying to argue about this shit, talking about this new generation, this new generation, that. This has been going on for years, okay? Most of these motherfuckers discussing this white checks or do some type of credit card fraud or do some type of approval. Does it make it right? No. But you can't, like, there's no good thing. This, like, to sin is sin. There's no good and there's no bad. Now, to turn it, I can call Jeff on three-way. I spoke to Jeff yesterday. I speak to Jeff often. I can call this man right now. Ain't no motherfucking feds looking for me.
Wait, but hold on, because you know we don't do half stories here, okay? And so that's why we're just
I don't do half stories either. So I need to be updated because I know you said y'all don't do you want to
hold on, because this is my show, okay? I run this.
Go on.
Half stories here. Oh, you have something you have to say, just like Jaquan said his story, and he didn't say anybody.
I don't know. I didn't hear Jaquan's story, so let me hear it. Brief me. Bring me up to date, because I don't
know. Well,
yeah,
I mean, okay.
Listen.
Oh, I'm not
going
to sit here and repeat myself and go back and tell the whole story. I will go back and tell the whole story.
Jaquan, hold on. Like I told Jaquan wasn't going to say names unless I mentioned the name, and he would have said, was it true? I said the name. So since you're saying all these convicted felons on the show, baby, we don't beat around the bush. If you got something to say, you say what's on your motherfucking chest, or you say what's on your nose.
Oh, what's on my chest or on my nose?
Shit.
I say what's on my No. Kelly, I don't say nothing on my chest or my nose. I say what's on my mind.
Well, say what's on your mind. We don't do half stories.
What do you
do
half stories? There's nothing half about it.
We'll see who's going to be in Grand March when the feds come in and ransack the ball afterwards. We'll just see who's going to be there.
Hold on, because we don't do half stories here, okay? And like I say all the time, there's no motherfucking shame in anything that I used to motherfucking do. Yes, I was a convicted felon. And before I was a convicted felon, baby, I have a motherfucking 3-page motherfucking resume. I have a high school diploma, baby. And I had things going on in my motherfucking
Listen, why are you telling me this? I'm not a fucking lawyer. I'm not trying to give you a job. I don't need to know anything about you. Listen, because you said convicted felon, so I felt some type of way. Just like you said, my name was mentioned. My name was mentioned. And just like you said, I felt some type of way about you saying convicted felon. And just like I didn't know you was a convicted felon. And just so many of them out there. Let me tell you something. There's no motherfucking secret that I was a convicted felon.
Baby, I say it all the time on the motherfucking show.
Okay, so
just
you
like
are
you listen, just like you felt that we said your name, you had to call in here. I felt that you said convicted felon, and you was talking about me, so I had to say something. Okay.
Okay. That's
one thing you might learn about me. Yes, I was a convicted felon. I am reformed now. One thing I have never did in all my 15 years of being a convicted felon is sell my motherfucking ass. My body is a motherfucking temple, and I don't need to sell my ass to get my
ass
in the bar. And now,
kudos, Kelly.
The form is over because it's too much. But you can go ahead and finish saying what you were saying.
Okay. First of all, I apologize that you felt the type of way when I said convicted felon, because I didn't know you was a convicted felon. Now we know that, because you are a convicted felon. Once you get convicted, you are a convicted felon. It's present tense, not past. So, congratulations for you for never having to sell your body and only being a convicted felon. Now, in reference to me and whatever the fuck was said, I don't know what was said, but no feds is looking for me, and anything to do with me. I don't got shit to worry about. Like I said, I can call Jeff.
Well,
on
you wouldn't know
right
anyway.
And ask Jeff.
Oh,
Jeff,
shit.
Hey, some fans looking for me.
Just
because the first thing y'all talking about is Jeff, right? Hello?
Well, I don't know who Jeff is. You would know who he is. You gave him your body.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You could call Jeff.
Oh,
now, call Jeff on three-way. Call him. Miss Evan, call him. Call him.
Hold on. Hold on, please.
Oh, and he going to call him. Make me know it.
Yeah,
you gotta get for the record. I've never been arrested.
Can y'all please be quiet while I call him? Once he get on a phone or something, because you're not gonna want to have all that.
We don't have to listen to Jeff. The fuck, we ain't getting paid to sit on his dick.
What happened?
I said we don't get paid to sit on Jeff's dick, so we don't have to be quiet.
What do you do for a living? Don't you write checks?
Oh, no, I don't write checks. I have a job. I work at Hope and Home Care. Would you like the address? Would you like to see my pay stuff?
I don't need the address.
Because I posted it in the chat room, and that's what
you
really want. I mean, but if you really want to get technical, Chap, we could really go deeper than this, Chap, and why your lovers, your ex-lovers walking around looking the way they look, why you're walking around looking the way you look, please don't come for me. Please don't. Please don't. You can't. You would never be able to. You would never be able to get on my level, Chap. Tap, you'll never be able to be on my level. Just go ahead and call Jeff. Call your date. Call your date. Okay. You just go ahead and call a date. Let me call your date. Call Jeff. Hurry up. Shit, because I don't have all fucking night. It's 12:37. So hurry the fuck up, please. I have a job to get to in
the
morning. Please hurry up. I don't know Kellen Chanel.
You
I don't know Kellen Chanel. I don't know Kellen Chanel.
You was one of his clients.
Yeah. Mother's coming through now.
Girl, enough. Enough of that.
Hey,
bullshit.
Mother, I'm sorry.
The health issue is no good. No good.
Enough of the health issues, enough of all that stuff. Tap, are you there?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing? But
how are you, Tap?
I'm okay, but...
Okay, listen to me and listen to me clearly, okay? Yes, they attacked you or whatever they said on the radio. T came in. You already know how this show is. They've been doing it
but
for the past year. Listen to me. Stop cutting me off. You know how this show goes. People call in, people send in messages, and they spill tea. Now, if you want to get on here and clarify that the tea is not true, you are more than welcome to. But I do not want you guys arguing back and forth who writes checks, who's sick, and all the rest of that stuff, who's a convicted felon, and who is going to get hurt or attacked at the next ball. So, Tap, the floor is yours. If you want to find a way to clarify that the information is not true, you are more than welcome to. If you cannot do that right now, then I suggest
you
just hang
up.
Okay, go ahead. Nobody can say nothing to him. Let him do what he got to do.
This is your show, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on, I walk into my house.
Jasmine fuzz the show. I host the show. So stop trying to be a sarcastic ass.
Jasmine, are you there?
Tap. Tap.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Cabbage Evelyn. I really don't approve of the back and forth, regardless of what you do with your business or what do you do in your life. I don't think that you would want to get that man on the phone. That is a part of your business, regardless of who.
No. It's not even a part of my business. Like, I don't even, me and him have a different type of business. That's more of like a friend to me. You know what I'm saying? So I can do that. That's the only thing. It's not no sexual thing with none of that, period. So with me being a friend, you know what I'm saying? I understand the show, you know what I'm saying? I don't listen to it like that. I got a phone call that it was some stuff, and it was some serious stuff said in reference to me, and to even about Smile, who, the next person, whoever it may be. So, like, people don't realize that some of the shit that they say, whether it be true or not true, that they speak of it as if the person who told them, that the fag who told them is God, and it's so true, and they just speak so eloquently about it, like they just know the full situation, and when they don't know it, it just pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to sit up here on a radio, on a public radio station and broadcast some shit that is not true and then stand so strong behind it as if it is true. I can see you saying it and then not being biased about it. As a radio host, you're not supposed to be biased, okay? If you get some information brought to you, you state it. But you let others, let your viewers give their opinions. You're sitting on a radio station down talking to other people, talking about it as if you're one of the listeners. You are the host. And you are the people that we are listening to you. I don't ever hear the radio stations. They're like politicians. You have to be very careful in what you say because you are hosting a show. You have people listening to you and your views. Your what you say can influence your viewers. What you may say may make the whole scene feel like it's true, and it may not be true. So as a radio host, as an owner, as a whatever it may be, entrepreneur, whether being paid or not, when you speak something, you need to understand that don't have a biased opinion in reference to it. Stop speaking about it as if it's just 100% factual when you don't even know. Some fad told you this, and you're speaking on it like you were there and you know what the fuck is going on. And when you know nothing was going on, that's what pisses me off. And then when you have the people that are talking about the generation this, generation that, what these new generations are coming out, they are learning from the older generations, first of all. Yeah. So lead by example.
Listen, hold on, Cabbage, okay? Because like Jaquan said, at the end of the motherfucking day, the Milan Ball is only 3 weeks away. So at the end of the day, we're not going to even get Jeff on this phone to even go into this, okay? Because we don't want, because Jeff is friends with everybody. So we're not even going to go stick on this topic. At the end of the day, we'll see who be walking down the Robin Treat for Grand March and who won't be. And then we'll know if the tea is false or motherfucking true. Thank you for calling in, Tap. You said what you had to say. I have other callers. Good night.
Fucking bitch.
Okay, that's where we're going to go with that. We'll wait 3 weeks for to see who's coming down the runway and who's not coming down the runway. Because I know that as me being a former convicted felon, that I don't have any warrants or anyone looking for me for anything. So I know.
And I know that never being a convicted felon, so I don't have any warrants and I don't have anyone looking for me.
So I know that I'll be coming down the motherfucking runway.
And I know that. Listen, I know that for every $30 that it's paid to get into that bar, I will be making money off of it. I invested in it. Trust me, I'll be in Grand House March, and trust me, I'll be in New York, New Jersey, April 2nd, April 3rd to collect my money. That's what I know. So fuck with anybody else there. I can tell that.
We have to wait and see.
We have to wait and see. So y'all have a good night. I said what I said.
I don't have runners with anyone.
Okay, whatever you want to call it, however you want to say it, I don't have. You are
the nose
woman,
is not
going to
be healed by Grand March. It takes months and months and months for that to be healed, so it's not even going to look right. It's fine. It's fine. I have a perfect nose. If you look at any ball, because I have a perfect nose. Please don't do this, Tap. Please. Okay, we can listen, Tap. Let me say something. I didn't say nothing while you talk. But let me say something, okay, Tap? I understand you getting upset. I understand you want to call in. Like I said at the beginning, don't shoot the messenger. I only read what I heard, and I didn't say the name,
yes,
but this is what I am going to say.
Let me finish, Tap.
I let you talk. I'm the co-host. Like you said, this is Jasmine Shaw. I'm the co-host, okay? All I said was that your nose is not going to heal by Grand March. So if it is true, if it isn't true, that's why you're on here to confirm it. Don't get mad at us because we only heard what we said. We're not being biased. We only heard what we said. So why don't you just come up here and confirm it? Don't get mad at us. Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We're not going
to
sit here. We're not
I was
gonna
listening
go
to Cabbage,
well, Kelly,
and I apologize
no,
for cutting you off.
Here.
It sounded like you were speaking some very intelligent words,
I
was listening to what you said.
Listen, guys, listen, let me say something. Kelly, let me say something. Jaquan, let me say something. Tap again, honey. Tap, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I was listening to you, too, before. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Listen, honey, don't think that anybody is above anything else. I don't care if you make it to the ball or you don't, but I'm sure you'll be there. And if you're not, but again, it was nothing at the beginning. Kelly and Jaquan said, this is the tea. Tea meaning gossip. It's not going to make you or break you, honey. I mean, at the end of the day, they just, somebody sent it to them, and they read it. It's just like reading a...
Kevin, do you understand what I mean when I say, as a radio host, you cannot, when you read something, okay, read it and let the viewers get their opinions about it. As a radio host, you
and
really
I
don't
said
need to...
And I said that. I said, y'all take from... I said, take whatever I say, and y'all take it and take it however you want. Did I not say that, y'all? Did I not say that, Kelly? Kelly, did I not say that? I said, whatever I say, take it how you want.
For a little bit of time that I had to
right,
show,
right. So don't come in here doing all, but you didn't listen to the whole fucking show.
First of all, like you said, you don't know what happened because you didn't listen to the show. One of your
no,
guys,
no, I was
listen,
on the show 20 minutes
listen,
prior
right,
to
you
on the
show.
Listen. You said you didn't listen to the show. One of your little funky girlfriends called you and told you that somebody was giving tea about you on the show.
I stopped and called in instantly. So I did hear. That was a long time ago. Kelly, I heard you specifically say, these stupid-ass motherfucking queens are so motherfucking stupid, they got DNA, they're going to get caught. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You don't even know what the fuck, nothing. First of all, when I got my nose done to grandpa something, I didn't do any blood work.
That convicted felon. Take a note from the convicted felon, Kelly. The convicted felon.
She ain't getting no motherfucking blood work done. Well, baby, her motherfucking doctor is not board motherfucking certified. They need to take his motherfucking license, bitch, and motherfucking burn it the fuck up, bitch. Fuck. Baby, I'm not even gonna.
All right.
I'm sorry, honey, because my blood pressure going. It's what the fuck Tuesday. It's what the fuck Tuesday, baby. But it's whatever on your mind, baby. If you girls are out there feeling,
Kelly,
you can definitely press
Kelly,
one.
Kelly, the show is over with. Show is done. Everybody say goodnight.
What?
Hang up the phone. And tune in another time. The show is over with.
Oh, no.
Maybe. Eddie. Kevin.
Yeah, goodnight.
Look what y'all did.
Jaquan.
Goodnight.
Baby, like I say every night, girls. Before I go into what I say every night, Miss Thang, let me tell you girls one thing before I end the show, Miss Thang. We're going to be back here tomorrow night for a positive topic where we're not going to talk about none of this mess or none of this madness or anything that happened over the weekend. It's just going to be an all-positive show. But let me tell you, 65 girls that's in the chat room and you people that's on the phone line that's listening, if you go to any doctor to get any type of surgery done, whether it's plastic surgery, a motherfucking hernia in your belly, bitch, a bullet in your motherfucking neck that they got to take out, and they don't do no lab works and do no motherfucking EKG scan on you, bitch, and all types of motherfucking things, bitch, you better run for the motherfucking hills, bitch, because they don't know what the fuck they doing, bitch. And I went all the way to motherfucking a foreign country, and the doctor made me get a motherfucking letter, blood work, EKG scans, and everything for my motherfucking work all the way in a foreign country. Bitch, so if they doing it in a foreign country and they ain't doing it in America, bitch, I advise you girls to go to a fucking foreign motherfucking country and get your motherfucking shit done. Whatever club, whatever bathroom, or whatever alleyway, mistake, you suck a dick in or you pick somebody up in, you make sure you wrap that motherfucking dick up and you wrap it up motherfucking tight. Because the life you save will be your own. Good night.